Al-Bayan Radio presents the following Friday khutbah from Masjid Al-Azhar, Bilmo, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduh, wa nasta'inu bihi wa nastaghfiruh, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق الجهاد حتى أتاه اليقين فصلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تمسك بسنته واكتفى بهديه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أجارني الله وإياكم من النار وما يقرب إليها من قول وعمل. In the heart, the brothers, in the body is a morsel. If it is upright, the whole body is upright. If it is healthy, the whole body is healthy. And the very same morsel, if it is weak and frail, then the body is weak and frail. If the very same morsel is corrupt, then the body is corrupt. Verily, it is the heart. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ala wa inna fil jasadi mudghah. إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ Verily, there is a morsel in the body. If it is upright and steadfast, the whole body is upright and steadfast. And if it is corrupt, then the whole body is corrupt. This heart that sits in your chest is very important to you. Very important to every single one of us, because it is the connection between us and Allah Azza wa Jal. It is what Allah Azza wa Jal wants from you. It is what Allah Azza wa Jal seeks from you. As is mentioned in the hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَجْسَادِكُمْ In another narration, وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ And in another narration, وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَوْلَادِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَنْسَابِكُمْ The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah Azza wa Jal does not want from you your physique or the way you present yourself. He does not want from you your status. He does not want from you your children, your offsprings, or your wealth. If you have a corrupt heart, وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ Verily Allah looks and seeks from you your heart and your actions. Because on the day of judgment, this is what will benefit you. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make supplication and increase of this supplication. يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِي عَلَىٰ دِينِكَ Make my heart steadfast on your religion. Why? Because on the day of judgment, this is what will benefit you. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ On the day of judgment, you can come with whatever you want. You can come with whatever you want. Wealth, status, offsprings, family. But all that will benefit you is a sound heart. A sound heart. This is what Allah Azza wa Jal wants from you. The heart is a different realm, my brothers. The heart has a life like the body has a life. Better yet, it's more beautiful. And the heart gets sick like the body gets sick. Better yet, it's more fatal. Because a sick heart, without curing it, is very destructive for you in this world and in the hereafter. And from the greatest of sicknesses or diseases that can befall the heart is qaswatul qalb. What is qaswatul qalb? What is qaswatul qalb? It is the hardening of the heart. This is the greatest disease that can befall your heart. That it becomes hard. What is the hardening of the heart? It is the decrease of leniency and softness and mercy in your heart. It is the decrease of God-fearingness and God-consciousness. This is qaswatul qalb. And in reality, qaswatul qalb is a punishment from Allah Azza wa Jal to the slaves for what they have done to themselves and brought forward. Malik ibn Dinar, may Allah have mercy on him, said, there is no greater punishment to befall the slave more than the punishment of qaswatul qalb. And Allah did not get angry from a nation except He removed the mercy from their heart. Now, no doubt, like the sickness of any sickness, it has symptoms, and it has reasons, and it has cures. From the symptoms of a hardened heart, of a heart that's become hard, is laziness towards the obligations you have with Allah Azza wa Jal. Laziness in doing good deeds, in performing your prayer. Laziness in getting up to stand before Allah Azza wa Jal. For the person with a hard heart, takes Allah Azza wa Jal's command lightly, and His prohibitions lightly. So much so that you find he will probably do the haram or not do what his obligations, and it's as though nothing has befallen him. No worry, no fear that he missed the prayer. No stress that he done haram. This may be because of a hard heart. From another symptom, from the symptoms of a hard heart, is that you do not get affected by the verses and the words of Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran. For if you do not taste the sweetness of the words of Allah Azza wa Jal, then know for a fact, this is because your heart has become hardened. If your eyes do not weep to the crying or to the verses of the Quran, then your heart has become hardened. And do not tell me I don't understand. Because we ask Allah Azza wa Jal for His mercy, but many people turn on for their music, the words of the shaitan, and watch. Do they get affected? Do they get emotional? Do they get moved? And most of the times you understand nothing of what is being said in these music, in these songs. These are the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. If they do not move you, then this is because your heart may be hardened. Also, from the symptoms of a hardened heart is that you are not moved. You are heedless and needless of the affairs of the Muslims around the world. Do you care about what's happening to the Uyghurs in China? Does it move you that Muslims have been wiped off this earth? In Syria? In Africa? Does it move you that Muslims are being persecuted only because they say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah? If it means nothing to you and you live your life like they have no connection to you and you have no connection to them, then be cautious, because this can be because of a hardened heart. This can be because your heart is hard and distant from Allah Azza wa Jal. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to soften our hearts and to make us from those that are close to Him and seek Him day and night. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين. الحمد لله وكفى ولا عدوان إلا على من ظلم وبغى والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث المصطفى صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تمسك بسنته واكتفى بهديه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد. As I mentioned earlier, every sickness has symptoms, has reasons, and has cures. From the reasons that a heart is hardened is that you are preoccupied in your world, caught up in your worldly achievements, caught up in the adornments and the desires of this world, becoming heedless of the hereafter, becoming heedless of the reality of your existence on this earth. This is one of the main reasons that your heart gets hardened. Work and strive and seek the pleasures of Allah Azza wa Jal in this world. No one is saying no, but within its boundaries. Seek the pleasures of Allah Azza wa Jal in this world within haram and within halal means, and stay away from the haram means. Don't let it override you. Don't let this world be a reason for you to cut your ties of kinship. Don't let this world be a reason for you to have a distant relationship with you and your family and your children. Seek Allah's pleasures. Seek Allah's bounty in this world, but within its means. For if you do not control it, then it will override you and over-control you. This world will become your own goal, your goal, and no other goal but this world. This will harden your heart. From another reason, for the reasons of a heart being hardened, dear brothers, is that you sin. Not only once, not only twice, but continual sin. Even if it's minimal. Even minimal sin will harden your heart. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا أَذْنَبَ ذَنْبًا نُكِتَتْ فِي قَلْبِهِ نُكْتَةٌ سَوْدًا. That if the slave does a sin, his heart is marked with a black dot. A sin. Small. Minute. Something you may not consider as a sin. Marked. One black dot. If you repent and return and leave this sin, Allah will cleanse your heart. Allah will refresh your heart. Allah will give you another chance. وَإِن نَزَعَ وَاسْتَغْفَرْ سُقِلَ قَلْبُهُ. If he repents and returns, Allah will cleanse and refresh his heart. وَإِن عَاد زَادَتْ. And if you return, it increases, this blackness increases in your heart. حَتَّى تُغْلَفَ قَلْبُهُ. Until your heart is enveloped and covered with this blackness. فَذَٰلِكَ الرَّانَ الَّذِي ذَكَرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. This is the rust that Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Qur'an. كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. So if you commit a sin, repent and return because the door is open. But if you insist and you continue, even if this sin is minute, it affects your heart. It affects your heart and it damages it. And be careful, because it may go to a stage where there is no return. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. And there are many reasons, like there are many symptoms. But because of the short time, we can only mention a few. As for the cures to a sickened, hardened heart, then from the greatest of cures is the Qur'an. The Qur'an. And reciting the Qur'an. Allah says in the Qur'an, Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadith kitaban mutashabihan mathani taqsha'irru minhu juludu alladhina yakhshawna rabbahum thumma talinu juluduhum wa qulubuhum ila dhikrillah. Allah says in the Qur'an, Allah has sent down the best statement, the Qur'an, a consistent book wherein is reiteration. The skins shiver therefrom of those who fear their Lord. Their skins and their hearts relax at the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Their hearts relax, their hearts soften. There is mercy that is entered into their heart from simply reciting the Qur'an. So recite the Qur'an, and recite the Qur'an, and recite the Qur'an during your work and at home in your relaxation. Recite the Qur'an in the morning and at night. Recite the Qur'an in the times of ease and in the times of hardship. Recite the Qur'an, for it is your reason for relaxation. It is the reason for your tranquility, for your happiness and your peace in this world and the hereafter. And it is certainly a cure from the hardness of heart, from the qaswatul qalb. Also, from the cures for a hardened heart is to be persistent and consistent in your prayers. Being persistent and consistent in your remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Being persistent and consistent in asking Allah Azza wa Jal to soften your heart. Making supplication to Allah, this will soften your heart. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. Those who have believed and whose hearts are assured by the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, verily and unquestionably by the remembrance of Allah, hearts are reassured. And finally, one more cure for the cures of a hardened heart. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He came to him complaining, "My heart, Ya Rasulallah, has become hardened." Now ponder over what this man just done. If you were to get a striking pain in your heart at the moment, right now, what would you do? You'd get up and go to a doctor. You'd get up and rush yourself to an emergency room to make sure that your heart is safe, that you're not having a cardiac arrest or a heart attack, to make sure that your heart is safe. They'll run the tests and they'll make sure that your heart is fine and healthy. And if there is any need to do operation or give you medicine, they will do so. To do what? To make sure that your heart is safe. Now this person felt that striking pain. He felt that his heart was in pain. Not a physical pain, a spiritual pain. He felt that his heart was getting hardened. So he went to the doctor. He went to the doctor, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he complained to him of his hardened heart. "Ya Rasulallah, I have a hard heart." Listen to what the doctor had to say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. "Atuhibbu an yulayyin Allahu qalbak?" Would you like that Allah azza wa jal softens your heart? Irhamil yatim wamsah ra'sah wa at'imhu min ta'amik yalin qalbuk. Have mercy, have kindness and softness to an orphan child, to any orphan child. Have a heart that is soft and merciful to an orphan. Wipe on his head, caress on his head out of mercy. Feed him from your food. Your heart will be softened. Your heart will be softened. If you want to give this hadith a title, or if you want to give this cure a title, social inclusion. Including the people that are disadvantaged and misfortunate, whether you're poor, whether you're an orphan, whether you are needy, being with them and around them, this will soften your heart. Why? Because it puts you on the right track. It puts you on the right track that this world is but me, a test, and you're a wayfarer. Whatever you have attained from this world is not yours. Whatever you have attained from this world is not yours, and it's going. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this advice to Abu Darda, to look at those who are below him and not to look at those who are above him. Look at those who are disfortunate in life, misproportioned. Look at those who are under you and be thankful for what Allah has given you. If you have your daily intake food, you have your daily shelter, and you have your daily clothing, you're a king that's alive. Your goal is not this world and its attainments. Your goal is not this desire, the desire of this world. Your goal is the akhirah. So prepare for it. Allah, innama ad-dunya sa'a famla'ha ta'a. That this world is but me, few hours, and then you'll depart. You'll leave. So prepare for what's coming. So prepare for what's coming. Do not be distracted. Do not be distant from the reality. Be around those that will remind you. And Allah Azza wa Jal will soften your heart. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give us hearts that are soft. And ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give us hearts that are full of mercy and forgiveness between one another. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم يا سامع الصوت ويا سابق الفوت ويا كاسي العظام لحما بعد الموت اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا اللهم تب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الكفرة والكافرين اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين اللهم إليك أنبنا اللهم عليك توكلنا إليك أنبنا وإليك المصير اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات بكرمك يا ربنا قريب مجيب الدعوات وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة.